Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR. Let them know, Marvin. Got your host, James J. I am joined by our head of news, our co-host, Melissa K.
Good morning.
Hey.
There she is.
Hey. And our co-host and head of production, Seth Habhagen.
Good morning.
The best listeners in radio. Thanks for joining us, everybody. Hope you're having a great one out there. We're going to have some fun this morning. We're going to kick things off talking with our good friend, Brittany Merlot, a little Mother Nature with Britt. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, TGIF. I'm fantastic. How are you?
All right.
Doing good. It's a Friday. We got clear blue skies and those beautiful trees just doing their best impression of autumn. It's great out there today, Brittany.
Just an impression, though.
Yeah.
They really are. I mean, I went hiking up on Rim Mountain yesterday, and it was hard for me to complete the trail. I kept stopping and taking pictures and looking at the leaves, and I was so distracted. Oh, my goodness. Beautiful, beautiful. And this weekend is going to be the same. I mean, the sunshine is just going to shine on those fall colors like no other. And temperatures, so comfortable. I mean, we're going to hit 72 degrees today.
Wow.
We're going to hit 72 degrees tomorrow.
Jeez.
And then we're going to spike to 77 on Sunday, which is just outrageous, to be honest.
Hey, yeah,
it is.
It's a little weird.
Are those normal, well, not normal, but are those way above average temperatures, Brittany?
Oh, yeah. That's about 15 degrees above average.
It is.
Whoa.
Okay.
Wow.
Wow.
Even into Monday, too. So we've got just a warm, wonderful, sunny, no rain in the forecast, clear skies at night. If you want to still look at that full moon, if you want to look at the stars, if you want to look at the fall colors, everything's great besides the wind and fire. No burning.
Mm.
Watch where you're tossing your cigarette butts.
Mm-hmm.
If you light any of my woods on fire.
Mm-hmm. Whoa,
yeah.
Whoa. Yeah. Brittany's coming for you.
Brittany.
Do not want to mess with Brittany. Yeah,
no.
She knows Mother Nature.
She's. I think she's one of her agents, actually. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think Mother Nature's got agents out there.
Smokey the Bear.
Yeah.
You never know where he is.
I have in my head a poster or a t-shirt of Brittany and Smokey the Bear, like, and teaming up. I like
hanging
that.
Out.
I like that.
Best buds.
We appreciate you, Brittany. Have a great weekend. Enjoy your weekend. We'll get back together Monday, okay?
Sounds good. You too. Bye, guys.
Thanks, Bye. Brittany.
Best in the business right there for Brittany Merlot, joining us every Monday through Friday right in this time slot. And we got good stuff on the way for you. The El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club. We're going to celebrate today and the whole weekend. Looking forward to that.
Cool.
Star of the Day with our friends from Culver's coming up in a little bit.
Awesome.
Melissa, Seth, and I are going to play a famous TV theme song. You call up, get the answer right of what it is, and boom, just like that, you win yourself a family pack of four from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
Delicious.
All that coming up. We're also going to get into a couple of other fun things. How many of us just scribble our name when we're signing our name?
Not me.
The stats may be surprising. That was not surprising. That was not at all.
Well, see, when you don't choose your name, we'll get into it later. Sorry.
Yeah, we got that one coming up for you. A study found how much AI might actually be helping us out there.
Okay.
And mystery lovers, we have something for you about white blobs and what could they be?
White blobs.
Yes.
Nice.
Blobs.
Yes. That's a good Halloween topic there.
Yes, that's
white
good
blobs.
Breakfast talk. Let's talk about white blobs.
I'm waiting till a little bit later in the show.
Okay. I'll give you that one.
Remember, people are eating breakfast while they're listening to you.
Yes, it's a good thing there's a mute button.
Mm-hmm. 9 o'clock hour, going to have some entertainment news for you. We're going to talk about The Boss and Bruce Springsteen in there. Got celebrities who officiated their co-stars' weddings.
That's fun.
New on your small screen, new on your big screen, and new on your local theater stage. All that coming up.
Yeah.
We're also going to get into the 10 things we wish we had more time for on Sundays.
Oh, that's a good one.
That is going to be fun.
Plan your weekend.
But as we start our show, I want to send a shout out to the 2024 Legislative Breakfast going on over Mid-State Technical College. They kicked that off at 7 this morning.
Yep.
Excellent.
It is going till 9:30.
Egg. Excellent.
Oh, nicely done.
They'll likely have eggs. They always have eggs.
Yeah.
It's breakfast.
Appreciate all of our reps and all the people down there. And mm-hmm. a shout out to Craig Tim, their moderator, does a really mm-hmm. good job at those. Not an easy gig being a moderator. I've done that work a little bit. It is not easy. Mm-hmm. Appreciate the work they're doing over there. One of the questions, and they're going to ask some great questions down there, both the people coming down there, along with Tim and some others. But one of the questions that probably will not come up is, what is the smallest hill you are willing to die on?
Part two.
And I don't know. I feel like maybe this is something we should be talking about. Maybe we should be asking our politicians about. Maybe. No, I don't know. But I do think that it's something fun to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
And this is something Seth and I were getting into a little bit yesterday. Part two of today. Son of hill you would die on.
Son of. Love it.
We thought this would be fun to include, Melissa. And I wanted to give the audience another chance to call up and join the conversation. 715-424-2600. What is the smallest hill you will die on? Tiny and jumbo paper clips should not be mixed.
Just an example.
I agree with that one.
Just an example.
No, that's a good one.
That is a good one.
I used to work with someone who would literally pick out the small ones and throw them in the trash.
Oh wow.
That's how much they hated the little. I know, but it was weird. It was like a
little paper
obsession.
Clips have their place.
I'm with you there, but they couldn't handle it. They couldn't handle it.
It's a pretty good one. Melissa, do you have any, or do you want us to run through?
Run through some others, because I haven't had a chance to think about this yet.
It got my didn't have one going into it yesterday, and it got my brain going thinking of some.
Mm-hmm.
Four-way stops are not for for pleasantries. Go when it's your turn. Yeah.
I think I'm close to dying on that one.
Yeah.
Because it bugs me. It's like, we have rules, people, okay? This is in the book that you study when you learn how to drive.
People study before they learn how to drive?
It's supposed to. So don't wave me on. If it's your turn, just take your turn.
Just
let it all smooth.
Just take your turn.
The only place that I would contest that those particular laws can be flouted. Thank you.
Yeah.
Is in Hawaii.
Oh.
And that is just because they drive with Aloha.
Oh.
And there's not actually a lot of four-way stops. It happens more often that people having the right of way will stop and let you in because there's only one road.
Huh. That's true. Huh. That's true. Not a lot of roads on the Hawaiian Islands. Yeah. So.
No.
Let's take a phone call. Good morning. You're on the air.
Okay. So here's my hill. And some of you have heard this before, but I'm going to do it again because I'm dying on it. You know how dish soap has like platinum dish soap and ultra super mega dish soap and then like the plain dish soap? Right?
Mm-hmm.
And you know how they have like more than one lid? Like, this is our super foamer. Why don't they all have the best technology and you just provide a small, medium, and a large bottle? Thank you.
There you go. That's a good one.
I like that one.
Not bad at all.
That's a good one, Laura. Thank you for that, Laura.
Kind of in that vein, I would go with, why are toilet paper like numbers on toilet paper packages so confusing? 16 mega rolls equals 42 jumbo rolls. Yeah, what kind of math is that?
You shouldn't have to be doing math when you're trying to pick out toilet paper.
I just want toilet paper, and I would like it to fit. If I had a toilet paper dispenser, I would like it to fit on the holder thing, you know, and not get stuck when you're trying to roll it. That doesn't work.
How about I'd like less toilet paper and more bidets?
Yeah, that's what I was saying. I knew we were going to get there.
Less toilet paper, more bidets. It's not a very catchy phrase.
It's not really, you know. Might be on a sign.
The word bidet is kind of fun to say.
It is. We just skated past the fact that Melissa doesn't have a toilet paper holder, by the way.
Yeah, that's rough.
That was kind of weird.
Yeah.
Not sure what she does.
Shout out to Tim, who needs to come and finish my bathroom. Nice. I have the dispenser. It's just not installed,
gotcha.
And where I could install it myself, and I will, I'm being nice and waiting for him to come finish my shelves before I put the dispenser on where he needs to work. I'm being considerate here. So, you know, like I'm sacrificing my toilet paper dispenser wants and you know, hopes and dreams of having one someday
for his bidet.
construction comfort. I don't have that kind of money. I work in radio.
I will say that as to piggyback off of this one we were just mentioning, I can't stand it when people are on a road and they drive past each other and they stop. And they sit there and they talk in their vehicles.
You mentioned that one before.
Taking up the road.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sorry, but no. No.
This isn't a time for tea and crumpets? Come on.
And
they're giving each other mustard.
I'm always behind these people. I've always got to go down that road. Yeah. Grenade football. That's good. That's good. Good. Let's take another call. Good morning. You're on the air.
Speaking of toilet paper, toilet paper should be put on over.
Yes.
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 Yes. Yes. Agreed. Agreed.
Yeah. It's a good one.
100%.
It's a good one.
That's my hill.
That's his hill. That's a good one.
That's a good hill.
That's a good hill, man. That's a good hill. Thank you.
I think we all agree with him on that one.
Yeah.
I think that's pretty cool that we all are on the same page.
Somebody at the office doesn't.
Yeah.
Because I have to turn the paper around.
We
got to
figure out who that is, too. Yeah. Yeah. Thank you, Matt.
I think it's Seth sneaking into the women's bathroom just to do it to me.
That'd be hilarious.
No.
I would actually find that as hilarious.
You think I would, like, spend time doing that? Boy.
I don't know if
yes, I do.
I don't know who around here has time to be able to do that. Cheap cafeteria silverware at a nice restaurant ruins the experience.
That is weird. That's one of the strangest things that we've encountered. Why do you have the plates are nice and everything, the glasses?
That was the corner you wanted to cut? Really?
They couldn't afford it after the glassware, I guess.
It is weird, though. Like, of all the corner, like, not just that, but like certain restaurants, when you go in there and you see, okay, this is where they cut a corner? Really? Like, this doesn't seem like a smart idea. One bless you should cover the whole sneeze session.
I agree. Totally agree.
I don't disagree with that, but I am guilty of saying a million bless yous or salut or whatever. Yeah, I am guilty of that.
Well, it depends on how long the sneezing session goes on. Let's be real. I mean, if you said it once at the beginning and then 5 minutes later, they're still going, you may want to give them one at the end just because by then they really need it.
Hey, here's a fun sneezing side note. Boy, that was hard to say.
Yeah.
When I was a kid, if you sneezed more than like 3 times in a row or more, we called that celebrating.
Interesting.
A sneeze celebration.
Seth is celebrating because a long succession of sneezes.
I like that better.
Celebrating.
It's impossible to give 100%. No, give more than 100%. I'm sorry. It's impossible to give more than 100%.
Yeah, that annoys me. That annoys me.
Give 110%. Well, technically, I can't.
I heard someone say recently, like, are you willing to give me 151%?
Yeah.
That's really random number, 151.
Yeah, because that's more than 150, which is also more than 100.
Yeah.
So what mathematical reality do you live in?
And, of course, this one we have touched on before. We will maintain this is a hill that we as a station will die on here, or at least as a morning show.
Right.
Women's clothing should have more pockets.
Yep.
Yes,
yeah.
100%. Yes.
More pockets for women.
Not more than 100%, just 100%.
Like to hear some of these news outlets asking that hard question to our political candidates right now.
I'm telling you, if you asked, if you polled, you know, like a majority of women, I'm guessing like this would be a very high number about pockets.
Oh, yeah. How great would it be if like that was the most serious thing a candidate was running on? Like, look, I'm not bending on this one. More women should have more pockets. I like the idea of that. How great would politics
be? That to be our biggest problem as women? Yeah, that would be nice.
That would be nice.
We should normalize regular sanitation of our belts. Because it's one of the first things we touch after finishing in the bathroom.
Huh. That's true.
Okay.
That's true. And it's not something you think about.
I never even thought about that before.
That's a good one. I have. But
you also have talked about it before because that's what got me thinking about it, James.
Yeah.
Because you do that to people.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm not right.
No, it's perfect morning show fodder.
Yeah, yeah.
That's true.
I'm a walking that ain't right story. I really am. The Oxford comma. Use it.
Please. For the love of all that is punctuation, use it.
Okay. First of all, can we be clear on what the Oxford comma is?
Mm-hmm.
Because I know a lot of people don't know, and I'm always fuzzy on that one, too.
In
so I'll
admit.
In a
succession of three things, you need commas, right?
Right.
So,
yep.
Mm-hmm.
James, Seth, and Melissa went to the store.
Yep.
I don't know why we would go to the store together because that would be weird. But we did. Okay. So James, Seth, and Melissa.
Oh, so that it's the comma
that's
after
the
second
comma.
Yeah, that one. Yep. Get rid of it. Don't need it.
Yes, you don't.
No, you don't. No, right. Not need it. It's superfluous. It is completely unnecessary. Mm-hmm. Do not need that comma.
I like this.
I disagree. I strongly disagree with this. Here's and I'm a debate. Not just saying that to be opposite of you, Seth, which is what I usually do. I actually strongly feel this way, and I will die on that hill.
So, see, she's proving it right now. Yep, that's right. Yep. I'm not willing to argue that much about it.
I
couldn't. Obviously are because you're arguing with me.
It's I couldn't care less, not I could care less.
Yeah, that's a good one.
That's a good one.
Because I could care less doesn't make any sense, which means you could care less.
Right, right.
So it's not that important. Yeah.
Let's take another.
That's like the oxymoron. Or the oxymoron.
You're right, right. Yeah. Let's take a phone call. Good morning. You're on the show.
Yeah, most people put too much into this germ and touching things and all that. I was a medic, and we learned that bacteria does not live without moisture. Once the thing dries, there's not going to be any bacteria around anymore.
I appreciate that feedback, sir, and certainly the knowledge that you bring to it and everything. I'm still going to do it. I'm going to be honest with you. I'm just being honest.
Yeah,
I'm
but you wash your
it.
Hands before and after using the bathroom, James.
How am I going to get sick from my own bacteria? So
yeah, right. Great point, and you're talking science, and I 100% believe you and agree with you. I'm just being honest with people.
He just can't help it. Yeah. He's just going
to
do it.
I don't know how much it has to do with actually being clean and just being neurotic. I'm not sure.
Good point.
A little column A, a little column B on that one.
Yeah.
Beauty pageants for children should be illegal.
Yes.
Now we had on all the recent round of Miss Wisconsin Rapids and Miss Wisconsin Rapids teen pageant contestants, and that to me is a very different category when you are of teenage, teenagers.
Well, yeah, they're not six.
And there's scholarships involved.
Yeah.
And anybody looking at the price of college right now and everything, I'm not going to take anything away. Like, anything that involves scholarships for kids, I'm all in favor of.
Yes.
But as far as for, like, little kids, heck yeah. But what is the point of that?
Weird.
Give me, please call up 715-424-2600. What is the positive of a child being in a beauty pageant?
That one,
and there's more on that one than there is on that one. I don't know about that one. And finally, school lunches should be free.
Yep.
Yes, yes.
100%.
100%.
Countrywide, everyone should get a free lunch. Yep.
Yeah, 100%. We will come back with the doing some. Oh, sorry, Melissa, do you have some?
No, I just agree with that strongly because you can't learn when you're focused on your stomach.
How hungry you are, yeah.
Yeah. Man,
you got it.
That's a good note. I should probably be doing that in the mornings here. I should be eating more. I'm going to go grab something to eat. We'll be back with more fun on The Morning Show at WFHR, locally grown radio. That's right. It's time to do some celebrating with our good friends over at El Cafe and the Birthday and Anniversary Club. One of our favorite parts of the day, we encourage you to treat yourself. Get on over to El Cafe at 221 Market Avenue, beautiful Port Edwards. Wish them a great day. Keep in mind, they got their fish fry going on tonight as well.
Yeah, it's their marathon day.
Yeah, late night day over at El Cafe. Head on over there.
The one and only of the week.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Enjoy some great food and great people and a wonderful atmosphere over at El Cafe today. And get us those birthdays and anniversaries. We love celebrating with you. info@WFHR.com, james.mailoff@civicmedia.us. You can email any of our staff that way. Of course, direct message us on our Facebook pages as well, and call up.
That's right, 715-424-2600. Or if you happen to have the Civic Media app, which of course you do because it's the best, you can just one-button dial us.
Wait, hold up. I need to pause right here. What's going on with Melissa this morning? As my parents used to say, who put the quarter in you?
Yeah. Oh, that's good.
It's called overachiever. I am trying real hard. It's Friday. Don't pick on me.
Doing a great job. Nailing it.
I love it. It's not a bad thing. It's really great. All right.
We've got a scarce list today, everybody, for the weekend, so we can burn through some of these here and everything. Right. And while at the same time putting the spotlight on Pam's cousin, Kathy and Bob Meyer, they're celebrating their 44th anniversary.
All right.
Happy anniversary. 44.
Nice.
Kathy Eskridt grew up here in Rapids, and they reside in southern Wisconsin now. We're wishing them a happy one. Enjoy, Kathy and Bob. Happy 44th.
Celebrate right through the weekend.
Yeah.
It's Friday.
Yeah. And our one qualifier today, we put the spotlight on Sarah Sweets.
Oh, I love her name.
That's a great name.
Sarah Sweets, you have a fantastic and awesome day.
Enjoy your day,
Sarah. Can you never have a bad day when your last name is Sweets?
Really.
I think so. Boy, I hope not. I hope she can just relax.
That would be wonderful.
Enjoy your day, Sarah.
Yeah.
On Saturday, we are wishing a couple of birthdays. We wish one a happy birthday to somebody who can't qualify, but we wish him a good one. My Uncle Mike Thompson.
Oh, hey, happy birthday, Uncle Mike.
He's one of the most kind human beings you will ever meet. He was actually one of the people that I've known. Like, he was running Coca-Cola for a while. My Uncle Mike, the last couple of years of his career, he's been at Coca-Cola for like 20, 30 years.
Wow.
And started running things over there for a little while. It's part of the reason why over in Georgia they were doing a little bit about the environment and doing some things more, not as much as they should, but some things that they hadn't done in years past. And has gone into retirement and living his best life with my Aunt Deb. They took care of my papa for many, many years. Mm. My Uncle Mike will sit down with either of you guys and just listen. Like, whatever you're doing, what do you do for a living? And it doesn't matter what it is, that man will be engaged, ask follow-up questions, and, like, genuinely care. Just a good guy.
That's awesome.
Okay, good, because Uncle Mike, we got to sit down. We have a conversation right now. I have a bone to pick with you about the fact that Coca-Cola likes to hit an extra burst of carbonation into all their bottles right before they cap them. Which is why I don't drink Coca-Cola. It's just too much carbonation for me. So, Uncle Mike, could you please? I know you're retired now, but could you please do something about
that?
Talk to somebody.
I was just texting him your number, Melissa.
Okay, thank you. Contact me, Uncle Mike. We got to talk.
And we wish a very happy birthday to Sean Rogers, our qualifier.
Hey, happy birthday, Sean.
Enjoy your day, Sean. Hope it's a good one for you. Mm-hmm. Sunday, we got a couple of birthdays to celebrate. First wish, I need a 1 through 4. I almost forgot. Melissa, give me 1 through 4.
2.
All right, gives us that qualifier. So, getting right into the celebrating. First up, wishing happy birthday to Lindsay Younger.
Happy birthday, Lindsay.
Happy birthday.
Lindsay is the younger sister of my sister, one of my sister's oldest friends.
Hold up. Her last name is Younger.
Yeah.
She's the younger sister.
Yep. How great, huh? How great.
That's great. Point that out.
Oh,
worked out pretty good. Lindsay's awesome. Wishing you happy birthday, Lindsay. Enjoy your day. We wish happy birthday to Steve Sonnenberg.
Happy birthday, Steve.
Happy birthday.
Old high school friend of mine, a good guy, very good guy. Wishing you happy birthday, Steve. Enjoy your day. We wish happy birthday to Jerry Wendt.
Happy birthday, Jerry.
Happy birthday, Jerry.
Interesting that Jerry's birthday is right a day after George Wendt's birthday. Like, that's pretty interesting. Yes. Pretty good.
Are you related? No.
That'd be great. Jerry, enjoy your day. And we wish a happy birthday to our qualifier, Cindy Weigel.
Happy birthday, Cindy.
Hey, enjoy your day, Cindy. Hope it's a great one for you. Wishing you the best of days.
Absolutely.
Taking a quick look at our celebrity birthdays real quick for today. Lindsey Vonn is 40. Wonderful athlete.
Skier.
Chuck Lorre is 72. Creator of 2.5 Men. Big Bang Theory. Young Sheldon. Mike and Molly.
Very rich. Right now.
Mom. Yeah.
All those syndicated shows. Woo.
The wonderful, the amazing Pam Dauber is 73. Mindy from Mork and Mindy.
Aw, very nice.
She and Mark Harmon have been married for many, many years.
Oh, I didn't know that. Cool.
They've been together for a long time. One of the greatest tight ends in NFL history, Mike Ditka, is 85.
Mike Ditka. Coach Ditka.
Of course, former coach of the Chicago Bears and New Orleans Saints. Let's see here. Some people no longer with us, like the legend, and I mean legend, Peter Boyle. Born on this day in 1935, passed away in 2006. Younger audiences will know him as Frank from Everybody Loves Raymond. Maybe Wizard from Taxi Driver, some of you will know him as. But, of course, most of us remember him as the monster in Young Frankenstein.
That's right. What a great performance. Love it.
And another legend, Chuck Berry, born on this day in 1926, passed away in 2017. Musical genius. The duck walk, so many different things that Chuck Berry did. And I believe one of the fathers, one of the main fathers of rock and roll.
Yep.
You cannot talk about the history of rock and roll and not mention
100%. You Chuck talk Berry. To all the people who came after him, they ask about the influence. One of the first names they always say is Chuck Berry.
Yeah.
Always. Without fail.
Saturday birthdays, Trey Parker is 55, one half of the South Park creators in the Book of Mormon.
Wow. 55.
Yeah.
Jeez. You still want to see that.
Book of Mormon's amazing. And Trey and Matt are just, they're fantastic writers. Fantastic writers. Jon Favreau is 58. Happy Hogan in the Iron Man and MCU universe. A lot of people might remember from Swingers. Elf, Cowboys and Aliens, Iron Man. He's directed Elf, Iron Man, Cowboys and Aliens, Jungle Book, Lion King, and of course the creator of The Mandalorian.
Yes. Ooh. Very talented man.
You know, but nothing else. I'm just,
yeah, well, that's all he's done.
Incredible IMDb page for John Favreau.
Do you remember? Do you remember the first movie? I remember the first movie I saw him in was Swingers.
Yeah, yeah. Yep. His performance in Swingers is still one of the scariest and most uncomfortable things I've ever seen in my life. it is so good. It is so good.
It's really good. He plays awkward so well.
There's a scene where he's calling his girlfriend who just broke up with him, and it's back in the day when you leave voice messages.
Yes.
And he just keeps leaving message after message, and it's one of the most horrifying scenes. Like, I'll watch a bloody horror scene before I'll watch that scene again. I can't.
It's so cringy.
It's so good. It's so good. Great movie. Your money, baby. John Lithgow is 79 today. Dexter, Third Rock from the Sun, Shrek, Chicago's Own, baby.
Yeah.
John Lithgow.
Fabulous.
One of the greats.
He's just at the perfect sense of time. Comedic timing.
Yes.
Just spot on.
Can really do it all. Like any kind of character, he can play it. He can do it all.
Oh, yeah.
Let's see here. And, LaWanda Page, born in 1920, passed away in 2002. Aunt Escher on Sanford and Son.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, that's a good one. Wanted to get that one out. And then we'd do a quick look at Sunday birthdays. John Krasinski is 45. Jim from The Office, creator of A Quiet Place. It was in Jack Ryan.
Which just turned into a franchise.
Yeah.
Interestingly enough.
Yeah. Snoop Dogg is 53 on Sunday.
He's only 53?
That's incredible, actually. I
thought he was older than
I really
that.
Did. I thought he was a little bit older than that, too. Not
that's
bad. Cool.
That's not bad at all.
He is aging well, too.
Yes, he is.
That seems nice. And Kamala Harris is 60, our vice president right now, current Democratic nominee for president.
On Sunday?
It's her birthday on Sunday. How about that?
Yeah. I can only imagine the amount of what's going to come from that. Viggo Mortensen is 66 on Sunday. He is Aragorn.
He is
Aragorn.
Amazing
nobody
actor.
Else could, outside of me, nobody else could. No, as a kid, I wanted that role so bad, man.
You're too young.
I wanted it. I used to dream about playing it, what my costume would look like, so many different things. I'm watching that movie, and he pushes those doors open. I'm sorry. It's the opening scene when you first see him in the bar, and he tips it. He just raises his head up.
Yep.
I'm like, no. No, Viggo Mortensen, man. He's the guy. He's the guy that should be in that role.
By the way, he's an actor. It's kind of what he does for a living. He's an amazing artist all the way around.
Yeah.
He paints. He writes poetry. He speaks like four languages. He's amazing.
He picks his movies.
Yes, he does.
He is not a guy that does anything unless he wants to. He never has. Where a lot of actors are, you know, just work for a living and stuff, he really does make a living in other ways and is able to pick roles the ones he wants. And I've seen very few actors. There's a lot of method actors out there. I've seen very few actors who give so much, do so much to become this character, and at the same time are one of the most nice, kindest people on set.
Generous.
Everybody loves working with this guy. Everybody. There are people who will do movies. Oh, is Viggo in it? I'll do it. Like, that's the kind of guy he is and stuff. Great actor. people no longer with us. Tom Petty, born on the Sunday in 1950.
Into the great wide open, Tom.
Yeah, yeah. And one of the best, Mickey Mantle, born in 1931.
It's another the kid from Oklahoma, yep.
A couple of big ones right there, a couple of big last names. And that is going to do it for our birthday and anniversary list, but we're wishing everybody out there a great one. Enjoy your birthdays and anniversaries, everybody. We're wishing you great days.
Indeed.
We'll come back after our news break, and we're going to make you a star of the day with our friends from Culver's, coming up on The Morning Show at WFHR. Lights, camera, action. It is time to make somebody a star of the day with our friends from the Wisconsin Rapids Culvers. What we're about to do is play a famous TV theme song. You call up 715-424-2600. You get the answer right, and just like that, you win yourself a family pack of four from our Wisconsin Rapids Culvers. We appreciate our friends over at Culvers. You've got a Culvers in your community. You got some a business that puts back into your community.
That is correct.
Absolutely.
Appreciate our friends over there. And if you haven't won anything in 30 days, get ready to call up 715-424-2600, just a touch or two away on the Civic Media app. Thank you for downloading the app.
All right.
Let's go ahead and see if we can get ourselves a winner today.
Melissa knows this one.
There we go. There we go.
All right.
Let's go ahead here and see if we have ourselves a winner. Good morning. What's your answer?
Hey, would that be Little House in Sheboygan?
Oh, that counts. Oh, he's getting that. He's getting that one.
Just for that alone,
yes,
he wins.
Yes, you're getting that one, sir. Yes, nicely done. Here we go. Make it official. Yeah.
All right.
Nicely done. were you a fan of Little House on the Prairie?
Yeah, I've seen it. I watched it. It was a good one.
Yeah, all right. All right. And hey, what's your first name?
Wade.
Wade, thank you so much for listening and playing along, Wade. Wade, are you calling us from Big Flats?
Yeah.
I thought so. Yeah, Wade, we haven't heard from you in a while, man. Yeah. It's good to hear from you. Thanks so much for calling up, Wade. We appreciate that. And, good to hear from you. A great joke. You got me.
That was a good one.
That got me. That was great. Wade, we appreciate you. Hang on the line. Going to get a little information from you off air. You're our newest star of the day, sir.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, man. Thank you. I appreciate that from Wade. That's awesome. That was good. That was good. Yep. We haven't done this one, and I wanted to do one that Melissa knows. She never, you know, it's not fair.
Yeah,
not
that's fair. True.
They're always doing these ones.
Thanks a lot.
Just because of Melissa Gilbert, I think, right? Is that why?
Well, no, I'm Melissa kidding. Sue Anderson.
Oh, that's true.
There's two Melissas.
There's two Melissas
on
the show.
Obviously, I'm a fan.
I Little House on the Prairie, actually. Now, I saw one thing that said that it premiered in October, another one that premiered at the end of September, but that was the other reason. I thought that it was fitting that playing it at this time of year and everything. Mm-hmm. But I didn't mean to, because I didn't. This is one of the few times where I'm doing a theme song of a show I never saw. I never saw this show. I was reading about it and everything, and Michael Landon apparently was in a lot of pain in the last, I'd say 6-7 months of filming or whatever they did.
Ooh.
And the other actors talk about how it was just amazing how the cameras would roll and you couldn't tell. Like he just very similar to what we've heard about Chadwick Boseman and some other actors struggling with cancer and everything, the way that they do their job, you know? And
it's amazing.
It really made me go back. I went back and watched a couple of these scenes that he was in. What an actor.
He was good.
A good
he was
actor,
fabulous
man.
Actor.
That's
yeah.
a very good actor. I remember him from the other show he did later on in life.
Highway to Heaven.
Highway to Heaven.
Highway to Heaven.
Yeah.
Highway to Heaven.
Yeah.
Yep.
So I thought that was interesting.
Which, you know, all great shows, but you're all wrong. His greatest performance is in I Was a Teenage Werewolf.
Yes. Yeah, you're right. You're right.
When he was a very young actor. But I love that movie.
We're going to find out if Wade's seen that one and more when we come back on The Morning Show. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Be listening every Friday for a chance to be our next star of the day. Welcome back, everybody. Morning Show in WFHR. In the cool of the evening when everything is getting. Did I just say in WFHR? I don't think
that's are
a thing.
In
we're
there.
In it.
We're in it.
Yes,
sure.
I guess right. Technically it's right, but whatever.
People don't know we're actually in their radio.
Yeah,
that's how it works.
That's
it's where I live.
It's very
very
uncomfortable.
Cozy.
It's a little uncomfortable. Three
it's
of us.
When three people
you,
get
it's
in
cozy to me.
We're going to get into a fun one here, but one more shout out to our friend Wade over in Big Flats. Good talking with you, Wade. Thanks a lot for listening.
Yeah.
Be listening next week for another chance to be our star of the day, everybody. There is a lot of true crime fans out there, and it feels like even more of them now that the podcasting world has blown up the way it has.
Mm-hmm.
And people who like horror and mysteries tend to dive into certain podcasts and certain ones.
Mm-hmm.
Well, a recent poll of people who like that stuff found that 61% of them believe they have what it takes to crack a real-life case.
Oh, wow.
Well, all hands on deck here. Up in Canada, unidentified white blobs have been washing ashore on the beaches in Newfoundland. And it's been happening for at least a month now, and the environmental authorities don't know what it is, which is pretty odd.
Mm.
The white masses range in size from a small coin to a dinner plate, and it didn't take long for locals to notice them and get concerned.
Mm.
One local describes them as doughy, like half-made bread, and a very strong smell of vegetable oil. It's unclear if anyone has tasted it.
No.
But it wasn't just some kid flushing their Play-Doh down the toilet or something. Somehow making it all the way to the ocean. There's a significant amount of this stuff showing up on around 50 miles of coastline. So it's something that was dumped, and it was commercial industry, not just one family.
Uh-oh.
Researchers have collected samples, and one local was told that they were being analyzed in the lab, and then this was weeks ago, and they still haven't heard back.
Mm.
One preliminary test suggested that it could be plant-based.
Okay.
It's unclear if it's still washed up or it's just being left on beaches. It sounds like it's still coming, and it's unclear what people should do with it since no one knows what it is. One person said it doesn't seem like it will degrade on its own, only that it'll pick up sand and other material when it sticks to it. And it'll just get buried. And another joked, fry it up for some and put some molasses on it.
That must be a Canadian joke. I don't know.
Yeah, that was definitely a Canadian that said that one. I feel very confident about that. I'm showing Seth a bit of the video, and I sent this over to Melissa, too, just to kind of get a little bit of a visual to this one for the audience out there, our audio audience, of course.
Yeah, right.
That's why I tried to go through the article to describe this a little bit more.
Very interesting.
It almost seems like styrofoam at first, but then you see them zoom in and poking at it, and you're like, okay, that's not styrofoam.
No, wow.
Yeah, or what that foam that expands when you spray it on stuff?
Yes, yeah
that's
right,
kind of what it looks like, too.
Yeah.
That's a good one. I didn't think of that.
It's a mystery.
This is... I will say this. It sounds like that this could have come from a company, a business.
Mm-hmm.
It definitely doesn't seem like it was a person that dropped this off.
There's a lot of it. Yeah.
If it was a business that did this, or even if it was a person or whatever, once they get a chance, and they will be able to trace this. If this thing is man-made, which it looks like it is, or man-created, we should say, that you're going to be able to dissect this. Science is going to be able to tear this apart and be able to find out where every
figure out who produced it. That's a lot of it. And on 50 miles of coastline,
That's a large swath
a lot of land.
Yeah, it is, yeah.
That is a oil break kind of
an oil spill kind of thing.
Oil spill kind of break.
And it's going to have some kind of environmental impact.
It's got to, right?
Yeah.
I mean, what we're seeing washed up on shore may only be part of it, what we're seeing.
Right, because what else is in the ocean?
Yeah. Exactly.
And any time you put a foreign thing into the... Do yourself a favor, everybody. Go anywhere where there's, the air is not as beautiful and clear as it can be. Mm. And it's a little harder to breathe, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's our oceans for every single thing living in it.
That's
their air.
That's their oxygen. Yeah.
You put anything in there, and it's going to muck up their lives. It's going to change things, maybe even change DNA of some of these things. Mm-hmm. We've seen it happen 100 times before. That ain't right. That is a not a
no,
story.
Weird stuff, man.
But I will say I do think that if you're trying to look for a positive in this, they will figure out where this came from.
Yeah.
The science is too good nowadays. I don't know why anybody even jaywalks anymore, man. Like, have you seen even one episode of CSI? You can't get away with anything. Just don't even do it. Don't do it.
And that's because 61% of us can figure it out.
Yes.
There you go. There.
That's right. So, as we're getting ready for the weekend a little bit later in the 9 o'clock hour, we're going to get into things that we'd like on Sundays or like to have more for on Sundays. One of the things I'm sure that a lot of us will look forward to in the weekend is being able to relax a little bit more. And I do say some. I say some. I'm not talking about Melissa and me. But there are some people out there that do end up doing that. Well, some registered dietitians recently broke down a list of foods that may be able to help when you're feeling stressed.
Hmm.
And one of them is particularly timely to this.
Oh.
Pumpkin seeds.
Okay, pumpkins.
It's pumpkins.
Yes. Yay. They're high in magnesium, which may help regular neurotransmitters in the brain that help calm you down.
Mm.
That's a big one. I learned about this actually through my sleep studies.
Oh, cool.
Because those neurotransmitters that I'm talking about.
Like neurotransmitters?
Neurotransmitters, yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, dyslexia.
Sorry, just checking.
Yes, no,
unless
thank you.
There's lots I don't know about the brain.
No, that's a good one, Melissa. Thank you. With those, if you like are me, like I maybe slept an hour last night. My dad slept in even less than that. We're up all night. This morning, I'm trying to be creative, and I'm having a hard time with it because my neurotransmitters are not where they should be.
Mm-hmm.
Because
not I did not sleep properly, James.
If you don't sleep, they can't recharge. That's how they do. If you drive your car 24 hours a day, it's never going to have a chance to, you know, it's going to run it into the ground. Pumpkin seeds can be really helpful with that.
Love pumpkin seeds. They are delicious. Roast them. Put a little seasoning on there. Oh,
man.
Good eating.
I'm going to have to try to do that this year. I do have a couple pumpkins. Although I discovered, guys, don't cover your pumpkin in Mod Podge and fabric. It'll rot.
Oh, no. Oh, dang. Oh, I didn't know
that. Now it's really scary.
Another fun fact, rotting pumpkin juice will take varnish off your table.
Wow. I didn't realize it was that acidic. Wow.
Yeah.
That is
amazing. Yeah. Okay.
Took it right off.
Melissa's learning all kinds of things.
I am.
That's
I think
that's probably a really helpful tip. Most of us put our pumpkins on the table to cut them.
Yeah, that's right. Be careful. That's why you put the newspaper down.
It's not just baseball players that can use pumpkin seeds. Go ahead and eat some pumpkin seeds, everybody. Tuna and salmon also on the list. Tuna is high in vitamins B6 and B12, both of which can play important roles in regulating your mood.
Hmm.
And salmon is high in omega-3s, which also has been shown to reduce inflammation and increase serotonin.
Fish is awesome.
Yeah.
It is awesome. Yeah. Just don't eat it too often.
Well, no, because then you get mercury poisoning.
Right. Good with the bad, you know.
Yeah, exactly,
mercury,
yeah.
A little, you know, good things for your brain. It's all fine.
I'm stuck on roasted pumpkin seeds. I haven't had those since I was a kid. Those are so good.
They are.
I remember doing it as a teenager when probably the last time I carved pumpkins with my brothers.
Mm.
But since I have a couple that did it, I didn't cover in fabric and didn't rot. I'm gonna use those.
Good.
Roast some pumpkin seeds.
Awesomeness.
Also on the list, orange juice. OJ is high in nutrients like vitamin C and may help with chronic inflammation. But you'll also want to find 100% orange juice with no sugar.
Exactly. Yeah. Because otherwise, it's a sugar.
There are also a couple of things you should try to stay away from when you're feeling stressed. Cookies, cake, ice cream, and sugary cereals can all increase feelings of stress and anxiety. So can caffeine.
Mm. Uh-oh.
But those are the comfort foods I want when I'm feeling stressed.
See, that's the problem.
I thought of was comfort foods. Each one of those is a comfort food in many ways. Yeah.
But it's working against it, though. See, it's a paradox. It's that sugar, man.
This is a little similar to what a lot of people will, I can't fall asleep. I'm going to have a glass of wine, or I'm going to have a couple beers or something like that they think is going to help and everything. Nope. Does not help.
It might help you fall asleep, but it's going to wake you up later.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You got to sleep off the alcohol first before you get into your real sleep. Yep.
There's certain stuff I've tried almost everything, everybody, you know, when it comes to like to help you fall asleep and stuff. And there are a lot more things that actually keep you awake than don't, that we used to. There were old wise tales that used to, you know, think, this will help.
James, I've got an idea. I've got an idea for you. Mm. Have you tried sleeping like Batman?
Upside down.
Upside down, hanging from your feet. Have you tried that?
No, I haven't.
Like Michael Keaton, you know, that one scene in Batman. I think you need to try that.
I have not tried that one.
And maybe you'll become a superhero. Maybe that's what his secret is.
So let's get James an inversion table.
That's right.
Because that seems like the safest way to go about this.
I will either become a superhero or I'll just start talking like this more.
Yes.
You know, it's just Batman.
Batman.
I don't know why Batman
would be worse.
Yeah,
guys.
I have tried though where you normally put your head when you sleep.
Mm-hmm.
I have tried many times where I flip And I'll put my feet where my head would be, and my head where my feet would be.
Interesting. Okay.
All it does is just confuse Sam. It just confuses the dog, and I'm bored.
So he jumps up on your face. Oh, yes.
Did you hear about that study for a while? They were saying, you know how dogs, when they're sleeping, they get up and they circle, and then they lay back down, then they get up again in like a half an hour, and they do the same thing. There was a while where they were saying, that's really good. You should try that. Maybe you should try that, James.
I'll give it a shot.
Like a dog.
I'll give it a shot. Look, man.
When you're
tired, you will try anything. Look, if you keep tapping on your head and rub your belly, it'll fall asleep.
You'll fall asleep faster. You'll do it all, man.
There is nothing you won't do for that.
You got to tap on the right spot on your head because there's actually, like, if you do it on your forehead, that wakes you up.
Well, stop doing that, Melissa. Crying out loud.
Don't!
I'm trying to be chipper, all right? It's Friday.
Is that why you keep tapping yourself on the forehead?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Everybody,
don't pick on me.
Everybody be happy.
Mandatory fun.
One thing we've got that makes us really happy around here, and we know a lot of our listeners out there, is our new newsletter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We had a new one drop yesterday.
That's right. It came out. It's going to come out at noon on Thursdays if all the stars align. I get my ducks in a row. Or chickens, you know, whatever.
Chickens, come on, ducks, Agatha. You know.
There's some great articles on there. We encourage you to go check out. There's some opinion pieces. There's some nice written pieces. Our good friend Brittany wrote up one. I see Laura has one here. Melissa has a great one on the Alexander House that my mom really enjoyed. Go ahead and check these out, everybody.
Yes. Yep. Sign up for the newsletter.
You can sign up for the newsletter right on our main webpage on WFHR.com. There's a little box down there on the right-hand side where you can just enter your email address. You can also give us feedback on what you'd like to hear in our newsletter or see in the newsletter.
Mm-hmm.
And because that's why we're here.
What news do you want?
Yeah. This is a newsletter we are designing for you. So we want to hear from you and know what exactly you'd like in it. Let us know. We're looking forward to this evolving and growing and becoming better and bigger and bigger for all of you out there. And a big, big thank you to all those names I just mentioned, all the people that have worked so hard on this one. Special shout out to you, Mel. Great work on this.
Yes.
Oh, thanks.
Indeed. 100%.
Without the team that we have. So absolutely. That's right. Huge kudos to Chuck also. And and Laura and Brittany, everybody that's contributed. Terry Barr. It's great.
Yeah. Got a lot of great people working on this one.
We do.
Sign up and find out more about your area and the news going on in your area. Just go to WFHR.com and be sure to spread the word about this newsletter too, everybody. Make sure that everybody knows.
Hopefully, coming soon down the pike, there might be even more high school sports.
Yeah,
that's right.
So. Yes. I believe we've got a couple of people here that are looking forward to that. I was just talking to about that. I also wanted to mention as well that there's a couple of other things going on in our area. So we recently had a truckload of supplies go to North Carolina, and we've got another one that is collecting supplies. There's a second truck over at the Pick and Save on 8th Street South. If you are able to donate items, please do. And if you're bringing them boxed up, please label them.
Yes.
Encourage it.
Very helpful.
With distribution.
Big thank you to everybody who's already done so and those that will. Again, that semi-trailer at Pick and Save on 8th Street South of Wisconsin Rapids, collecting items for hurricane relief victims. And our good friends over at the VFW, and all of our veterans out there, I should say, Home Meals for Veterans, having their third annual fundraiser.
Very nice.
This is coming from Purple Basil of Plover. It's that time of year again. Our annual Home Meals for Veterans fundraiser is underway. Every year, they strive to bring a free meal to veterans who can't make it out for the celebrations. From now until October 31st, a portion of their sales will go directly towards providing a meal to the nation's heroes and their spouses.
Very cool.
That's awesome.
That's great.
If you're able to purchase Purple Basil, encourage you to do so. And any chance you get to help our vets and help our soldiers, we appreciate that.
Yes.
Be back with more show coming up on The Morning Show.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.